Yay, I'm really happy to see this show come up over the horizon here, Peggy.
Oh my God, it's my swan song, I'll tell you.
What makes you say that?
Well, of course, I say that about everything, but I'm 84 years old now, Noe, and
You expect respect for that or
no,
kudos at 84? That's almost young.
what I expect is for everybody to tell me to lie down, shut up, and get out of my way.
But it's not happening. What's
It
up?
is. It is happening. I am totally, getting out of the gallery business, and
Are you?
I'm going to sell my building.
Oh no, really?
It's for sale, and I am going to be an artist and not a gallery owner.
Oh my gosh, you mean finally?
Finally.
Well, okay, look. What's in the show? The show that's going on
What's
at
in the
Cedar,
show?
yeah, at
Should I
Cedar
say the
Street.
same old stuff?
What do you mean?
Well, it's the stuff I'm known for. See, go, no, that Mike wants things that are going to sell.
Yeah.
And we both know what sells.
Wait, so it's reclining women? What or what? These are prints.
Well,
These are
these are
paintings.
all
What?
originals.
They're all
All
originals.
originals.
Paintings, prints.
Mike wants all originals. Doesn't want prints. He
Okay.
wants originals. And,
When did you do them, and what are the subjects?
well, I mean, I've done them recently. One is a Hawaiian woman looking at a phone, at a cell phone, at an iPhone with a cat next to her. And there's another one of a woman on a bicycle.
I feel like I've seen that one. Have I? Yeah.
Well, I just did it recently. You may have seen one on a motorcycle.
Oh, yeah. No, I know that one. Yeah, no.
Years ago, but this is a bicycle. And it was sort of a photograph that I took of my daughter on a bicycle, and I did it recently. And what else? Oh God, let me think now.
And how big are they? And are they what? Acrylic, oil, watercolor, what?
Yeah, they're acrylic. I think one of them is oil, and there's another one that's sort of long and vertical. I originally titled it Stop the World, I Want to Get Off. It's a woman standing on the world, sort of aiming like she's diving off into space with the moon over in the, but I think I'm going to call it Fly Me to the Moon because, everybody feels like Stop the World, I Want to Get Off, I think.
I know. Well, look, protest art is not your thing. How do you make art and even deal with that?
First of all, I hardly can listen to NPR anymore. And the music gets kind of boring after a while. So I started listening to both NPR, the music, and KTUH.
Yeah, I love it.
Except I don't like the rap music.
Oh.
Some of that rap music is not music at all to me. But how do I get along? I barely do. I don't watch the news anymore. I sometimes watch Rachel Maddow because she has so much information. She doesn't just bitch and moan about everything and talk stink about Trump. She really talks about the blood and guts of the Constitution, why things are happening, what in the past has sort of created the way things are today. She's very informative, and I just really appreciate her cool and collected delivery on things.
Well, that's what I appreciate about you, your cool and collected delivery.
Oh gosh. And well, that's what I appreciate about you too, actually, when I think about it. Oh my gosh. That's
Maybe.
right.
Look at this. Help me get through this one though, Peggy, because
Okay.
I talk to a lot of up and coming type artists. They don't have they're looking for a style that people will like that they can then say things with.
That's the hardest thing for anybody, for any creative person, is to find a voice. Is to find a voice. Every writer, every musician, anybody doing anything creatively is looking for a voice.
Do you feel you've have do you like your voice? You know it, right? We know it visually, kind of.
I used to love my voice. I mean, when I first started out, it was like I was just, my voice was, it just sucked me in. And because, first of all, I loved Mary Mecco. Do you remember?
Oh, of course. That design studio.
Yes, and I absolutely loved her sense of design. That whole genre of simple, flat, you know, great graphic design. And when I started out, I really was just passionate about what I do. But after I started the gallery, and then years rolled by, and I realized that I'm just kind of repeating myself to keep the gallery going. And you know, it's like being a prisoner of your own success. Not that I want to be a prisoner of my own failure, but...
Which would you prefer? Tell me.
I prefer to eat and drink. That's what I'd prefer. And to buy a pair of really fabulous shoes
every once in a while.
Yeah.
But so tell me, so, you know, why couldn't you just continue with the prints of the ones that you know people like and you know, then head off in whatever direction you want with the new work? Or is there a way to apply the sort of visual formula that you may have found to more challenging material, content?
Well, you know, you hit the nail right on the head. What we're going to do is Melanie. You know Melanie.
Of course.
Yeah. She is going to take over all the prints, all the printed material, and she's going to handle it all. She's going to decide what to make into prints, new prints. She's going to handle the website. We sell a lot of things over the website now.
Great.
But, you know, there isn't the walk-in traffic that there used to be.
Do you sell enough via the website?
Well, she's going to have to decide. We're working this out. First, we got to get that damn building sold. That's the main thing, is to get that thing, get out of there.
You think a brick-and-mortar gallery, what's that experience about?
Well, look, it's been great. I mean, it's just been great. But now I sell paintings sight unseen, except for on the website. Who wants to buy an expensive painting without ever seeing it in person? But they do. People do.
Oh,
from,
really?
From Europe.
Oh.
I mean, I don't buy anything on my computer, on the website. I want to see it and touch it and try it on and, you know, give it a road test. I don't buy anything over on my computer or, you know, on the internet. But I guess people do. So she'll handle all of that. She's computer savvy and she'll handle all of that.
Can you sell edgier work online?
Well, maybe, but it doesn't matter. I'll just put it under the bed and save it for my kids to dispose of. And, you know, it's not going to be that edgy. It's not like I'm going to start doing, you know, German expressionism or anything.
What would you...
Although I'd like to. Anyway, what?
What might it be? I mean...
I don't know. You know, I heard the best quote. It was in the New Yorker. Someone said to a writer, if you're just thinking about writing, you're not really writing. And then he said, the muse needs to know where to find you. The muse needs to know where to find you. You must be working for the muse to find you. You can't just be thinking about it. So what I'm going to do is just go down to my studio and just do something. I don't know what. And hopefully the muse will appear.
Wow.
Don't you love that? The muse needs to know where to find you. I just love that, Noe. Mm. It just says volumes to me that unless you're working, you're never going to really know what you're capable of. So, I don't know. Maybe I'll drop dead before I ever get there. You know, Rothko didn't start doing his work. You know Rothko. I love Rothko. And he did very figurative things for a long time. And all of a sudden, eureka, he came up with these color fields that were just so stunning. But, of course, he did commit suicide, too, so... Being anything, doing anything creative is a pain, and it's a cross, and it's a gift. You know, it's a gift and a pain in the neck. So, and I'm so lucky. I mean, I was here at the right time. Mm-hmm. I came to Hawaii at the right. Think of all the people, like Crazy Shirts and Jams World, and all the creative people. Well, even, I mean, Hilo Hattie, the Fosters, all those
Tori
textile.
Richard.
Yes, Tori Richard. All of the Baba Kea. I don't know if you remember.
Of Baba course. Kea. Mamo.
Of course. Yes, and Mamo and all those. We all came here at the right time. And man, oh man, there'll never be another time like it again. It was just, and I just was so lucky to be at the right place in the right time and with persistence. That's the one thing I did have. I may not have had a lot of creative. I had skill. I didn't have a lot of creativity, but I had persistence. So today I think a lot of the artwork and music and everything depends upon being extremely creative. See, that's what I yearn for, is the freedom to let my mind bounce around and discover, you know? I mean, it's not that I don't appreciate all the... I so appreciate everything that's happened to me, but I need now to be a little freer and a lot freer. Everybody's grown up, you know, and doing great, and who knows how much longer I have. So if I don't do it now, I guess I may as well never try. But, you know, I've always loved Yvonne's work. Yvonne, I invited Yvonne to the gallery. I said, couldn't we have a show of we three? And Yvonne said something that I probably would say now. She said, you know, I'm just not doing those figures anymore. And, of course, we can't escape them, you know.
She sure is now.
I know. It's like, you know, out what spot? Out dirt spot or out black spot, you know. We can't get rid of it. It's just, it's become so much a part of us. So I don't feel that I'm a painter like Degas and Van Gogh and Matisse, and my stuff is just design. And because I'm a product of, I guess, there is a great book, if you want to read a really good book on California art. It's called The Birth of the Cool.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And it's all about California in the 50s, mm-hmm. the architecture, the music, or the late 40s, 50s, 60s. It's such a great book, Noe. And that's when I grew up, with California, Southern California, in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s.
So it's like that cool modernism that got
right.
applied to some of this tropical stuff.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, being married to Bruce, who was a graphic designer, and he kind of rubbed off on me. He taught me about stuff, you know, design and negative and positive shapes. And, well, I learned that at Art Center, too. What was I saying? Well,
we're talking about the women, though, and, you know, how they look and what are they thinking. What do you think they're thinking?
I don't know. All I know is there's a certain look I like. There's a certain, I love Bauhaus architecture. Cool, minimal, clean. And I think maybe that's what I'm trying to, is they're cool and collected. Oh, I can tell you something that maybe, I went to the archives when I was working for Jack Siegel and looked through some old photographs. Actually, it was King Kalakaua's photo collection. And the women sitting on their lahala mats down at Hanama Bay, These were photographs looking so cool and not smiling, looking right at the camera, not grinning, not posing. It's like they were totally self-actualized. These were strong women, totally self-actualized, not trying to be beautiful, not trying to be skinny, not trying to look anyway, just there in all their glory.
Oh.
I think that affected me a lot. Because usually you see pictures of women smiling or posing, or you can
tell. Right. They're in some way saying, like me.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Oh,
and these women said, I don't care.
I know. Your women are more like interior. It's as though they have an interior life.
Maybe, if that's what you think. I mean, you know, I'm only half of the circle. You're the other half. You're the spectator. I'm the half that creates half, and you as a spectator create the other half to make sense out of it. How lucky we are, Noe, you know.